Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Known you a long time, Jess, if I'm being honest. So coming up on 9 years, we've been working together. 8.5 of those years, we've been good colleagues.
I agree. We do often talk about the 6 months where we weren't really friends.
Well, you were just rude to me, I reckon, for the first 6 months we worked together. Wouldn't let me have any ideas.
Well, bring better ideas. Eventually you did.
All right. Still hurts. I learned something about you last night.
Yes.
Which it's always
about
fun.
Me.
Yeah. And it's whether if you have whether it's your partner, whether it's someone you work with, a friend, or even like a parent, like when you learn something new about someone that you've known for a long time, it's like you found a hidden star on Mario.
Yeah.
You're like, excellent. What a win. I was sitting next to you at the Geelong United's inaugural WNBL Awards last night, and I saw you pick up your phone.
Okay.
I didn't realize. Is this a new thing? I didn't realize that you run on 24-hour time.
I've always run on 24-hour time.
Wow.
Have you never seen that?
Very off-brand. I'm not a nosy Nelly, but I don't know. You must have had your phone open right near my face.
No, you've known this for many years. You must have just forgotten, because the reason I started running on 24-hour time was because we used to do breakfast radio, and I would often accidentally set an alarm for 4 p.m. instead of 4 a.m. when we'd have a 6 a.m. start.
I don't think p.m. and a.m. are that hard to figure out.
It was for me enough that I was like, all right, time to go to 24-hour time.
So you're telling me, like, You're a 33-year-old adult, and you look at your phone and you go, oh, geez, it's 21:17. I really need to go to bed.
Yes. Do you not run on 24-hour time?
No, bro. I'm not a nurse. I'm not a doctor. I don't need to run. I'm not in the army. Oh, I'll see you at 0500. Who do you think you are? It's the most off-brand thing I've ever seen about
you. Are you serious?
I'm surprised you don't have, like, a giant digital watch. That is just the pure numbers, even written out in words.
I usually have my Apple Watch on when I can remember to charge it.
Yeah. And your Apple Watch runs in
24-hour time as well, yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's just something I've always done. Especially, and my husband reinforced it in me, because he often talks in 24-hour time.
Aren't engineers the sexiest, most interesting people? Yeah, I run things in 24-hour time. Oh, I'll see you at 19:15?
Yeah.
Excellent. Not the bar at Federal Mills. That's the time you're referring to. Really cool. Really cool.
Hey, he's very hot, all right?
What he lacks in creativity and spark, he makes up for in a solid mustache.
Yep.
I was absolutely blown away last night.
I can't believe you've never noticed this.
I mean, it might be something that I've completely forgotten about because, you know, but I was, it's, because to me, that's for serious people with serious jobs. And you and I, we're here, we're doing a silly little radio show, but you're running, like, I just don't understand that. And, like, I know that it's only, like, it's a very quick solution to sort out, like, in your brain. You go, all right, well, 17 o'clock. That is 5 p.m. Like, but my brain, because I don't work in it, I'm like, this seems...
It's actually hard for me to see our work computers because it doesn't run in 24-hour time.
Well, you've got to log into your computer to see the time of those things, Jess. So that's 52232955, which is better, 24-hour clock or 12-hour clock?
24 hours.
I just think most people use the 12-hour clock system. Like, I don't know one primary school that's like, oh, bell's at 15:13.
You know? You would be surprised. I think there are more people out there than you think using 24-hour time.
Yeah, I know. But again,
it's the future, babe. Welcome.
I'm looking forward to hearing the career paths of people that call up for this. Because, when we come back from the song, in 24-hour time, I'll do all the bits and bobs.
Sure.
And watch my brain have a meltdown.
Do you need like a full 3 minutes
it out? I'm going to have to get my pen and paper now. I'm going to have to do the math. Minus the 10. All right. 52232955. What is better, 24-hour time or 12-hour time? I'm talking watches, clocks, phones, these kind of things. Sarah in Belmont's giving us a call because we want to know, what do you think is better? Is it 24-hour time or 12-hour time? What do you think, Sarah?
12-hour time.
Yeah.
Okay. Sarah, what do you do with yourself?
I'm a tradie.
A tradie? That works on 12-hour time. I'm surprised.
Yes, no, I swear to God, 24-hour time is only for my great-grandfather who was in the army.
I have been described as an old person many a time on this show already.
That is a great thing you bring up there, Sarah. I really rate that. Sarah, stay on the phone. We have a family pass to see one of them days in the movies for you because you were the first one to call through, so we appreciate that. Want to hear from Lachlan, also in Belmont. Lachlan, apparently you're running on 24-hour time.
Yeah, I am.
What's wrong?
Look, Lachlan, what do you do with yourself, mate?
I'm a landscaper.
Does
it depend on, like, so if you're, like you know, scheduled to, like, put in a yucca or something, if someone... If someone says to you 4:30, you're like, well, that seems very early to be doing that, not considering that it could be in the PMs.
A lot of people I talk to are all on 12-hour. I think I just grew up with a dad that was on a railway worker, so he was always talking in 24-hour time.
Jess, was your dad on the rails?
He wasn't on the rails. But, you know, the cleaning business was was big on 24-hour time.
Lachlan, I'll give it to you. It is like, it's one of those things where it's like, it feels like an unnecessary step. But I know when you look at a clock and you see 20, you go, oh, yeah, it's 10 p.m. Like, I know that
20
like,
is 8, mate.
It's 8.
See, this is the thing. Like, we could have.
Why is it that hard?
We could have all had a conversation. This conversation didn't need to happen because if we all just used a 12-hour clock, it would have been totally fine. And now I'm embarrassed, Lachlan. Don't know.
You'll get there one day.
Yeah, that's all right. Anyway, it is 27:15 p.m., of course. Well, I don't need to say the
PM. You don't need to say PM.
I'm just wasting words.
This is Tim and Jess.
I'm going to talk you through a post that I saw on Reddit. Of a mum complaining about a children's birthday party her daughter was invited to. Okay. Now, I'm going to just tell you how the party went from A to B, and you tell me at what point this might be why these mums are upset.
All right.
Okay. So it was a kid's birthday party, and the plan was to go to one of those Build-A-Bear workshops. Have you ever been to the Build-A-Bear?
I reckon that, you know that shopping centre, Chadston?
Yes.
I think they had...
I think they have one in Werribee as well.
Right. I went there my first ever girlfriend.
Oh.
On like in the lead up to Valentine's Day. I was like, Build-A-Bear. And like,
oh my God, did you do one of those like voice recordings?
It's like, fill it with love, put all the stuff in
it.
Oh
God.
And this thing sent me broke.
Yeah, it's they're not cheap.
So expensive.
I think it's like $60 minimum for a bear or something.
To me, that was like 120. It was. I was working, hardly working. I had not much money, but I just wanted to be like, no, we'll go do this fun thing. But
yeah,
I remember it. Like, it took a while, which was like, that's the fun of it. But yeah, I remember
I had to hang out with my girlfriend.
I remember I was absolutely floored at the price of it.
So apparently this birthday girl has invited a bunch of her friends, I think 8 or 9 people, to come along with her to the Build-A-Bear.
Cute.
They haven't booked a session in, so they've just walked in.
Oh, yeah, all right.
So they've got no one to, like, help serve them. It's all a bit chaotic. They end up buying all of the bears for the girls.
Oh, nice.
And then they invited them back to the birthday girl's house to, you know, play, eat some cake, that sort of thing. It turns out that all of the bears were gifts for the birthday girl.
Oh, so it was like, all right, Stacey, you can build your bear. Tiffany, you build yours. And at the end of it, they're all like, Jessica gets them all.
When they arrived back at the birthday girl's house, she was like, thank you so much for these bears that you've all built for me. And then all the children watched as she played with all of the bears.
Rock and roll.
And it was at that point that the parents were like, hang on a second, are we not keeping the bears? And the mother of the child was like, no, I bought all these for my daughter.
Right.
Your children got to make them, which was fun.
That was the party activity.
Can
I ask a question?
Go on.
Is this a real story in the news, or are you just retelling your birthday party for your 10th birthday? Very much. I can
How
see you,
you
just being like, I'll have 10 teddy bears. Thank
you
very
much. Can
you
imagine? This is the thing, like, to not even acknowledge that this is a weird thing to do. Like,
it's different. I don't know if it's weird.
You don't think it's weird?
I think it's different.
Imagine telling a 10-year-old, like, hey, you've made this bear. Sorry, can't keep it. It's going to Sally.
I don't know. 10-year-olds still, like, having stuffed toys these days, you know?
Especially if you're making the bear yourself. Like, they've designed it and put everything into it if they want.
It kind of feels like like a pottery class where everyone made a mug and then you just get 10 mugs yeah. at the end of it. Like that's a, that's kind of fun. It's again, it's different. It's not what I would organize, but I'm not here to say it's a bad idea.
I think it's a little, I don't know how, like, I just get a very ick vibe from it. It just feels a little obnoxious to invite.
You're in your mid-30s. We said we're not doing ick. We're not saying ick these days.
You can do ick.
You can just say it's doesn't
matter. I'm not in my mid-30s. I'm 33. Calm down.
What are you turning this year?
34.
Mid-30s.
So. Mid-30s is 35. You shut up.
Now I'm convinced that this is a story about your childhood birthday party. Listen to yourself. Look, not bad, not good, just different.
Right.
It's like the Aldi version of a birthday party.
Is this a we listen and we don't judge kind of
vibe?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, all right. I'm listened and I am judging just a little bit.
Just a lot.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
We were just talking about the Cats heading up to Brizzy for opening round. And again, it's going to be the first game of the entire AFL season. Mm-hmm. So what a way. Love that the Cats are involved with the first game. I have been thinking about something. At the start of every AFL game, Jess, now, you're not a super fan. I feel like you'd even know this. To decide which way the teams are kicking, what happens before every AFL game?
They flip the coin.
Yeah.
Yep.
Toss a coin, someone comes out, whether it's like, you know, a kid or a super fan or like, sometimes it's like sponsors or people on social media. Everyone comes out and they toss the coin. I think we need to go back to our history.
Oh.
And so we can move forward because I think we've done coin tossing enough.
Oh.
Do you remember in 2017, the wild year or two of the AFLX?
AFLX.
It was when.
Remind me.
It was when they. It was like all star teams. The AFL was like this. It's like a shorter, faster version. Mm-hmm. They got all the best players from all the different competitions. And it was like the Rampage. And it was like all the big names that would never be teammates. Like Paddy Dangerfield was playing.
I do not remember this.
And they would play on a soccer field.
Right.
So they would have AFL goals, soccer field set up. And like I played in an AFLX competition like on a local level. And it was the most fun. I think it was like a, hey, new hybrid version of the game. Mm-hmm. Like kids will love this. I think it wasn't given the respect. I really rated it. But before the game, what they would do, instead of just sending the captains from both teams to the middle with the umpire and they flip the coin, they would both send the captain, but the whole teams would follow. Rock, paper, scissors.
Brilliant.
Bring
yes.
it back.
Yeah.
Bring it from AFLX to the AFL.
That takes like skill.
It's a mind game.
A coin flip.
It's a mind game immediately.
Yep, a coin toss is a game
of
chance.
Literally a 50-50 chance.
Rock, paper, scissors. That's...
Imagine already being inside the mind, living rent-free in the opposing captain's head. The game hasn't even started. Because it's like, you went paper.
Yeah.
You idiot. You absolute idiot. And there is a science. There's like, I can't remember. We spoke about it a couple of weeks ago. But there is... I know that it technically should be a 33% chance.
The least picked one was paper, you told me.
So I think that the AFL should bring back the rock, paper, scissors.
And then imagine the commentary at the start of the game, like, oh, Paddy Dangerfield usually goes for a rock. Is he going to go for a rock today? his throat, 27% chance of him going for scissors today, though. So
the stats that would come out of this. Again, it's... It's adding to the build-up, to the hype of the great game that is the AFL, Aussie Rules Football. And I think the AFLX has been disrespected for far too long now, and we need to bring those elements in. And the coin toss can say goodbye, bring back, and, like, your whole teammate's behind you. Like, you're like, get him, Paddy! Yeah, I bet he's going to do scissors!
Give him the paper!
He's going to do scissors! He always does scissors! It's there.
Tim, usually you bring such garbage ideas to this show. Finally, one I can get around.
Yeah, I know. I'm that good. Tim and Jess, the podcast. Spoiling a surprise for someone doesn't feel good.
No.
Because you've taken the joy out of something that was meant to be like this big secret, a grand reveal.
Mm-hmm. And often those surprises are planned so far in advance and you're the one to spoil it like last minute.
Yeah, it's literally you couldn't have been more... correct with what you're saying. Late last year, some friends came and stayed with us at our place. It's when we went to the Killers. So a friend of mine, Jace, him and his partner, Paula, them and their son came and stayed with my wife and I here in Geelong and our son. And we had someone look after the kids. We all went up the highway, went to the Killers, had an absolute ball. So the plan was they were coming from interstate, so they were going to stay Friday and Saturday night. Like, we don't get to see them very often, so it was going to be excellent. And Jace is my mate, and he was like, so I was like, yeah, man, like, as long as you need, like, if you need to stay, like, until Monday, Tuesday, whatever, like, you guys are more than welcome to stay. And he's like, oh, actually, what I have organized is, if it's okay, we'll stay on the Friday night, but on the Saturday night, I'm going to surprise my partner, and I booked this like Airbnb near this restaurant we love in Melbourne, and I'm going to surprise her.
That's so lovely.
Like, all these things. And I was like, oh, that's so great. And then, so my wife was like, oh, how long are Jace and Paula staying for? And I was like, oh, they're staying for 2 nights. But, oh, actually, no, sorry. They're actually only staying Friday night because they're going to go to this Airbnb. But I didn't say.
Say it was a surprise.
It was a surprise.
Oh, no.
Upon looking back at the messages, I don't know if I knew it was a surprise either.
Oh!
So I was like, yeah, they're only staying Friday night. And so they arrived while I was doing the radio show.
What did his message say?
It was like, oh, hey, we only need to stay Friday night because we're going to stay in Melbourne on the Saturday night. But he didn't say surprise.
Okay. So is this just you covering
No,
yourself?
Trust me, because I felt awful. And then he looked back at his messages and he was like, I never actually said it was a surprise. But then when they arrived at our house, because it was on a Friday during the radio show, so I'm not there, my wife's like, so exciting, you guys are going to Melbourne tomorrow night.
Oh, no!
And Paula is like, Melbourne?
Oh, no!
What do you mean? I thought we were staying in Geelong all weekend. And yeah, we ruined the surprise.
Yeah.
And I think it was like one of the, whether it was an anniversary or something special, we ruined it.
Oh, it wasn't special anymore, was
it? No, it was not. And I felt bad. My wife felt bad. That felt, and then she was kind of like, you didn't tell me it was a surprise. And I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't know. And then my mate's trying to be like, no, it's all right, it's all right. And then he went back and looked at his phone. He was like, well, I've actually never
it's my fault.
Confirmed that it was a surprise. But I still feel bad about it.
Yeah.
And this was like,
and so you should.
Late November, early December. I wanted to do on 52232955. What surprise have you ruined? Jess, this is a skill of yours.
I've got a good track record for this. Do you remember that girl we used to work with, Maddie?
Oh, yeah.
Her birthday came around. Do you remember this?
I do remember this.
And so all staff email went out and it was like, all right, we're all meeting in the boardroom. It's Maddie's birthday. We're going to cut a cake. And
well, it wasn't an all staff email.
No.
There's a thing you could just be like here, we just go like Geelong all those kind of things. But they individually did everyone except this girl, Maddie.
And so she walked into the boardroom and said, what's going on? Why are we all meeting in here? I was like, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, mate.
But the thing was, it was her birthday on the weekend, I'm pretty sure. So it was like an early surprise.
I was like, we're cutting a cake for you. What do you mean you don't know?
Read your emails. 52232955. That is a lot lower than what I did.
Yeah, it's pretty low stakes.
Yeah. Tony from Cry has given us a call. Tony, what surprise have you spoiled?
Hey, guys. I spoiled my own surprise party.
Oh, no.
Tony.
Tony, what happened?
Well, so it was my 40th surprise party. You know, obviously had no idea about it. One night I'm sitting on the couch and my wife's phone goes off. I'm like, who's calling her such late night? And it's my sister-in-law. I'm thinking, nah, she doesn't. What's going on? He must be something urgent. Yeah. And it was urgent or not, saying that, telling my wife that she can't make it.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, because it's one of the things you go, well, why would they be calling? There's something bad must be happening.
So, Tony, did you act like you had no idea? Did you, oh, my God, a party for me? or did you tell your wife that you knew?
In the end, I can't remember when it was that I told her, but then I did keep it a surprise as to how I found out. I was going, oh, well, you know, it was a sixth sense, you know, I knew something wasn't right. And
that's even better.
I was going to say, because you almost feel responsible to let everyone have the surprise, even though it's meant to be on you, but now the surprise has been flipped completely. Tony, appreciate your call from Cry. Thank you very much.
Cheers, guys.
That's all right. Tony's actually just reminded me. This is probably one of the more embarrassing things that's ever happened in my life.
What did you do?
So I had a surprise 21st birthday.
Oh, did you?
And I spoiled it for myself. So my mates picked me up to like get me out of the house so that they could set everything
yeah.
up. And on the way back, they were like, come on, let's go. And I was like, I'm starving. Can we go to KFC on the way out?
Classic.
And then so we and they're like, yeah, sure, sure. And then when I get home, I was like, well, I don't want mum and dad to know that I've had KFC. Like, they might have made dinner or whatever. So I went down the side of their house to go to the bins down the side. And I was like, why can I see four of my aunties in the backyard on a random Saturday night? And everyone was hiding inside waiting for me. And I spoiled my own surprise because I was trying to hide a Zinger box.
Your classic aunties, though. They would have been like a few wines deep already, like not realising the waving. Surprise is about to happen.
Hi, Tim. As I'm shoving a Zinger box into the bin so no one notices.
This is Tim and Jess.
Middle of the week, how do we get through that hump day? We stay on top of celebrity news. That's how we
do it. You know, yes.
Drama, celebrity, goss.
I feel like it's definitely gotten you particularly, Tim, into the celebrity sphere a little bit more.
Can I be completely honest and transparent with you?
Yeah.
I created this game for that exact reason. I felt like I was falling behind in the celebrity news world, and I was like, what do I do here, Tim? You're at a crossroads in your life. How do you stay with the cool young people and what's going on in the fame world?
It's with this.
Is how you do it.
Kara, Tim and Jess. OMG. It's a 60-second celebrity.
Yes, Tim. Today, I will have 60 seconds to guess the celebrity that you are thinking of. I've only got 60 seconds to get it done. Uh-huh. I can only ask yes or no questions, and I've only got 3 guesses.
Yep, 9 out of 10 people on the street would have to recognize this celebrity's name. Mm-hmm. Take off your headphones, Jess. The whole fun is that you're the only one that doesn't know who it is.
Here we go.
Today's celebrity is Australia's darling, Robert Irwin. Yeah, Rob Irwin.
All right. Great. Okay.
So what I've actually decided I'm going to change my approach on this.
Oh, here we go.
Because for the last couple of years, let's be honest, you've been pretty bad at this game.
I'm just not great at this game in particular.
It's weird because you're so across celebrity news, but I think the pressure of the game gets you. And I've realized it's not fun to make fun of you for how bad you are at this game.
Currently, 2 wins and 2 losses for each of us.
Do we want to look back at the history books
in this?
We don't
need to.
Exactly. I think I've decided that I'm going to hype you up this year.
Okay.
I'm going to give you that confidence.
Thank you. I need
this.
That. Yes.
60 second celebrity.
Here we go.
Or like schmickshdy schmeck and schmishmebmishme. You are going to own this.
I'll allow that because it was a pump up for me.
You've got this, girl.
All
60
right.
60 seconds on the clock. Yes or no questions only. You got this, Jess.
Am I female?
Nah.
Am I male?
Yeah, that means you would be.
Am I American?
Nuh-uh.
Am I Australian?
Yeah.
Oh. Am I an actor?
No.
Am I an athlete?
No. ask better questions.
Am I a musician?
No.
Ah, dang. All I know is that I'm Australian male. That doesn't narrow it down at all.
It's about 12 million of them. Come on, 30 seconds.
Okay, not an actor, not a singer, not an athlete.
Process of elimination.
What's left?
Other industries.
Am I a politician?
No.
Damn.
Come on, come on.
Oh, Australian.
Maybe, I don't know, you're on TV.
But then I'm not an actor.
Exactly.
Oh, am I a presenter?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
10 seconds.
Am I Sam Pang?
No. More questions, Jess.
I don't know, I'm panicking. It's so much worse when you're on my team.
I can't win. Don't make fun of me. Don't hype me up. Well, Robert Irwin, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do anymore. Come on.
Oh, well, that's not fair.
You're a television host and well-known advocate, Robert Irwin. He's in the news this week because it seems there are reports that his secret relationship with a staff member at Australia Zoo has come to an end.
Oh,
which is sad because he's a lovely kid.
And look, people are so invested in his relationships. Yeah. Everyone needs to calm down and let the boy live.
I feel sorry for him. He's just finished up his stint as one of the hosts of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And there was some photos late last year of him dating someone who does work at the zoo.
Yeah.
And apparently they were like absolutely having a ball, but it just hasn't worked. And that's
and
why he's in the news.
And this is the hard part. Like, he's a big public figure.
Yeah.
Where else is he supposed to meet people but at the zoo?
I mean, I like to imagine that he would describe the people he cares about like he would describe a crocodile that he finds in a river.
Crikey!
She's a beauty. Oh, look at her. You can just see the beauty in her eye.
Well, that's how Steve used to describe Terry. So.
Exactly. So there you go. That's all right. So we're not, no hype up. I don't know where to go with this, Jess.
Yeah, look, it was too much pressure.
All right.
I think go I back know. To insulting me.
All right, you're dumb. All right. Doesn't feel good anymore.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.